everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
All right, welcome back. Light to moderate pressure developed in livestock trade today, with traders posting mixed price levels and pulling away from early gains. The overall lack of aggressive commercial buyer support moving into the market allowed for traders to focus on the sluggish market activity. December corn futures about 2 cents lower, the Dow Jones 48 points higher, while NASDAQ down 7 points. In live cattle, narrow losses swept through the futures complex, with traders holding price levels during the morning steady to 25 cents per hundredweight lower. This came after moderate early gains were unable to hold. The lack of overall support in the market has more to do with the extremely light trade volume than any recent shift in the trader direction or overall market attitude. Meanwhile, mixed trade was seen across all cattle markets, with feeder cattle trade giving back firm early gains as prices hovered from 45 cents lower to 30 cents higher. The overall lack of support impacted deferred contracts, most of all as the light volume and lack of overall direction throughout the rest of the day helped to maintain light gains in nearby contracts. Pressure in live cattle markets, though, also led to the pressure in deferred feeder cattle markets as traders remained focused on overall market uncertainty throughout the end of the week. And grain futures were lower today in selling, fueled by losses in soybeans. Corn prices posted modest losses, with a range of little more than a penny noted overnight. December futures held to an inside day after yesterday reversed higher and battled around the 25-day moving average. Soybeans led the market lower as the countdown to tomorrow's USDA reports ticks louder. November futures broke early in overnight trade and were unable to recover, but fell back to struggle near the 25-day moving average. Wheat prices were also down, unable to hold several attempts at firming. Winter wheat futures, though, pulled back from chart resistance, but Minneapolis kept its potential bull flag in place from last week's breakout. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.